I'm coming back to the Euro elections now. They're still counting in Ireland South and Midlands Northwest. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the line. Let's start with Ireland South, Paul. We've had one MEP elected so far, four more seats to fill. How's it looking?
Well, the one who was elected was Fine Gael Seán Kelly. He can sit back and watch this spectacle now and enjoy it because no one else will. Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher is in second place. He's still around 8,000 votes off the quota, and it's taken him time to get over the line. But nonetheless, Billy Kelleher will be okay. He is going to hold on to a seat. Behind those two men, you've got basically five candidates who are chasing three seats. And there isn't very much between them, only around 13,000 votes. As it currently stands, in the order, we've got Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen, the independent Michael McNamara, Mick Wallace, the sitting MEP, Independence for Change, Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú, and the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan. I think most viewers believe that the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan is now out of the reckoning. She did get 7,500 votes from the Social Democrats, Susan Doyle, but she doesn't seem to be making enough progress to get over the line. She herself had said a couple of days ago she thought it was a long shot she was going to get elected. I think those odds have stretched even further. So really you have Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen, Independent Michael McNamara, Mick Wallace of Independence for Change, and Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú. Those are really the four who are chasing those three seats.
And is there? Do we have any information on what, who, or speculation about who might benefit from transfers then today as the counts continue?
It's a difficult one, Anya, because each of the candidates has been leapfrogging each other. And so I think really the focus is going to be on Mick Wallace and Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú. I think Kathleen Funchen is probably going to be okay. I think Michael McNamara is going to be okay. It's that last seat and where it's just too tight to call. I don't think anyone really knows where it's at.
All right. Midlands Northwest, the state of play there.
Seems to be a little bit clearer, even if the count is a little bit sort of further back. Basically, what you have is the independent Luke McFlanagan. He was always ahead. And then Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan. Fine Gael's Nina Carberry, something of a surprise. She did very well indeed. And the sitting MEP, Maria Walsh. They are all expected to take a seat. So the focus really is on the fifth seat. And the person who seems to be best placed is the independent Ireland candidate, Ciarán Mullooly. He is still ahead of Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildenew and the AIMTU leader Padraig Tobin. His analysis last night on Twitter was that there's going to be a Mullooly hooly. He thinks that Ciarán Mullooly is going to take that last seat.
Which would be quite an achievement, wouldn't it?
It is quite an achievement. I mean, people will know him as the former RTE correspondent. He's gone into this with a new party. The constituency is just so large. So maybe it is that name recognition, as well as a good campaign, and a party which seems to have captured the zeitgeist. Those three things combining together to get him over the line. It's not guaranteed, and the count still has to go on, but he looks to be the person who's going to come through.
And speaking of elections, Luke McFlanagan mentioning a possible run at the Oras.
Yes, he said he was going to assess it. This was something he was going to look at once sort of, you know, he managed to get through this particular election. That election is not due until November of next year, so he certainly got time to think about it. But just shows you how politicians look at things. One election down, they're now already beginning to look at the next one.
So as the dust, and as I say, the counting is still continuing. Do you think it's going to go on into tomorrow, by the way, Paul?
I think it's possible. You know, you still have got a fair bit of counting to go, and they have been a slow but solid count. So it's possible they'll wrap it up, but I think it's absolutely possible to go into Friday, yeah.
Right. And as the dust begins to settle on all of this, the reactions of the parties, and particularly the reactions, I suppose, of government backbenchers and the pressure from them for an early election.
Well, there was a parliamentary party meeting for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil separately last night at Leinster House, and everyone was clapping each other on the back because both parties have got something to talk about. Both parties have done well. Fianna Fáil managed to edge it in local government, but only by a shade, and they feel that they've done well. So the question really is among the backbenchers is, if things are going well on you, maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't leave it too long before we go to the country on the big one, the general election. the consensus, in as far as there is one, is that despite what the three coalition leaders are saying about going ahead until March of 2025, that the likelihood is that after the budget, they're going to feel the need to go. Our colleague Micheál Lehane, the political correspondent for RTÉ, was saying that there's a possibility maybe that if there are by-elections, we know there's going to be one with Éireann Reardon, but there's likely to be others with Cathleen Function and Michael McNamara, that they could hold those by-elections in September in order to clear the way for the coalition government continuing on until March. But my sense of it still, from talking to some of those backbenchers last night, is they feel that could be risking it too long and that they should still go after the budget.
And of course there could be another by-election vacancy depending on who goes to Europe and who's chosen there.
Indeed.
There's been another twist, finally, Paul, in the long-running RTÉ saga. The new RTÉ chair telling the media committee yesterday another big payout to an executive is under consideration. Is that right?
That's right. Terence O'Rourke was before the committee and he confirmed that RTÉ is considering making a redundancy payment of around €400,000 to an individual. So there was no mention as to who the person was, but he did confirm to questioning from Fine Gael's Brendan Griffin that this is something that has been examined. His quote was, "It could be at that level." Yes. Mr. O'Rourke wasn't saying, giving too much information about the strategy, because we had heard from RTÉ's Director General, Kevin Backhurst, and he'd spoken about this process as being a means of making changes at executive level so that he could introduce the changes which were required. The chair of the board will confine himself about the process. He confirmed that the Media Minister, Catherine Martin, is aware of this potential payment, and this is something which has been going on for a couple of months. But there was unease at the committee. There was a sense that because the members had made it absolutely clear they didn't want these big payouts to be happening, they didn't want it to be done on a confidential basis, and they felt that that was the past. So to hear that this was going to happen again is leading to some unease among the parliamentary party members, but I guess we have to wait and see just exactly when it gets over the line and how much information is given to us at that stage.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you.